Unemployment is now at a 16-year high in Florida, as the Sunshine State has lost more than 355,000 jobs over the past year. For many who have lost a job, it's a blow to the ego to have to ask for government assistance. But if one Bay Area state legislator has his way, they may have to submit more than their personal information and their pride to collect unemployment. Bradenton State Senator Mike Bennett has introduced a bill that would require random testing for one out of every 10 people who apply for unemployment. The Bradenton Republican says he believes anyone taking that money should be qualified and ready to go to work.
The Unemployment Compensation Trust Fund has a little over $800 million in it. We have a burn rate. In other words, last month, we burned through over $300 million of that. So we have a very shrinking supply, and the replenishment of that supply is getting slower as more people are getting laid off, companies are slowing down, payroll's going down. So we said, look, if in fact I'm in a construction business, when I hire an employee, before they can come in, they know that they are going to be subject to a random drug test. They're subject to a random drug test by our company policy and also by our workers' comp carrier. So I guess I believe that if all of my employees who pay into the workers' comp are required to pass a drug test to pay in, why can't we have a drug test to come out? And I just think it's a fairness issue. With a depleting asset the way it is, I want to ensure that the people who truly are ready, willing, and able, and that's the key, able to go to work, that we have funding in that trust fund to help them through their hardship times.
Why one out of every 10 people? Why not all of them?
Now, it was a standard. It would be extremely burdensome to have it done to everybody. You know, somebody asked me the other day, well, why aren't you doing the same thing with welfare? Well, welfare, a lot of that is federal money. I can't control that. Why don't you do it with other types of things? Well, a lot of that stuff is controlled by federal money. We're still looking at legally, can we even do this with the unemployment? I mean, it's a tough issue. So we're trying to figure out where we go with it.
Right. And you'd have the people who were receiving unemployment pay for these tests.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Could you even, if you wanted to, spread that out in terms, like you said, other people who receive state funding?
Well, it's such a novel idea, in my estimation, a novel idea. We're not sure where we can take it. Okay, so we're just going to take on this whale one bite at a time and see where we can go with it. I mean, I've had people say, well, geez, everybody ought to be tested for that. Well, I don't know about that. Okay, and if a guy comes in and has got alcohol in his system, does that disqualify him? Well, after I've read the verbiage in my bill, I don't think that it does. And, I suppose that you could actually say the stone alcoholic can't go to work either, but, the person who's, popped a couple of beers on his way down to the unemployment office certainly can. So I don't, it's very new, and some people describe fertile ground, but I just want to make sure that we are not overly burdened the people who truly, truly are qualified and hurting for this unemployment. That's one of the things that bothers me about the charge for the test. I'd like to figure out a different way to do that, because the people who are down on unemployment, the $30 could mean a lot. We're playing around with it, and you start down the idea, and more and more input we're getting. I've had some great input from some of the people we've talked to on radio and TV about this issue. So we're kind of walking our way through it very, very carefully.